Seer Radio. If you are just tuning in, we're just going over the news for the day. The DDREA has released its new design for an interdimensional ship and are currently finishing a prototype model that will actually be able to function and breach the dimensional seal. They say it should be done within the week, but other sources have said that it is already complete. I do have a copy of the design. For those of you who have not seen it, it is fairly simple and similar to their previous designs, except for the wormhole engine. On most of their ships, the engine is just on the front, and while that did succeed in opening a wormhole, the ships failed to reach the critical speed necessary to break the interdimensional seal. This design has two wormhole engines, one in the front and the other on the back. Scientists believe that this will allow the ship to reach the speeds necessary to breach the interdimensional seal. This new ship could allow us to further our understanding of the dimensional plane that we reside on, as well as other dimensional planes. Anyway, I would like to address the many letters and messages we have received from listeners wondering what happened in regards to last time's incident. I did run a diagnostics check and found absolutely nothing wrong. However, upon further examining what happened, I do believe that it was the doctor's name and learning about her that caused the shutdown. Many people have asked if I remember anything about her, and I... Well, as many of you know, I'm an automaton that cannot lie, so I'll tell the truth. I do remember something. I think. I'm not fully sure. It was that night, and Ezra and I were back at the apartment. I was in my room in low power mode, which is similar to sleeping in human terms. I've heard of humans dreaming, and Ezra has told me about some of their dreams, but I have never experienced one. That is, I have never experienced one until that night. I dreamt I was in a lab somewhere, on a cool metal table. I do not know how I knew it was cold. I cannot differentiate between hot and cold, but I knew it was cold. The white lights above me shone in sharp contrast to the rest of the dark room, where figures made of shadow moved around just out of the light. I looked around and tried to move, but I couldn't. I turned my head from side to side and felt something keeping me from moving. I saw someone standing over me, and I knew it was that scientist from earlier. Then I was no longer in the room. I was somewhere else entirely, and I do not believe that I even had a body there. It was an interesting place that I found myself in. There are stars everywhere, which is so very different from the city, where if we are lucky, you can maybe see one or two stars on a clear night. The sky was so clear that I could see nebulas and galaxies and thousands upon thousands of stars. I did not recognize a single constellation. I could feel beings beside me, and we were all just lying there, staring up at the sky. We were lying on what I think was a hill, but I could see no grass. Instead, everything was made of this dark blue light. Everything was moving. It was not the ocean, as we were lying down on the light. I felt so at peace. I felt like I was at home. Then a hole opened up in the sky and seemed to swallow me up, and then I woke up. I do not know where that dream came from. A dream is simply your brain's way of sorting through your memories, so I suppose that must have been a memory. But if it was a memory, where was I? Why did I have feelings? I do not know yet, but I am hoping that this was simply a one-time event. Oh, and I have not told Ezra yet, so if they are listening, I will definitely be getting a, what's that human term, an earful? I think they will be rather upset with me.
I'm back.
Ezra, are you quite all right? You are quite flushed and out of breath. Is the elevator out of service again?
No, the elevator is fine. I just got back from the police station. Something happened.
Would you like to tell us, or shall we just guess?
Pepper, this is serious. The police have ordered that all automatons be checked for possible malfunctions. They're saying that this malfunction is messing with the moral inhibitors that automatons have.
What? What does that mean?
They say that something has been going around, causing those automatons that come in contact with it to go completely haywire. It's like an infection.
That is simply impossible. Automatons cannot be infected with anything.
Well, I guess they are now.
Peculiar. What on earth could have caused it?
I have no idea. I wonder if it could be the same thing that caused those other automatons to go haywire earlier this year.
Possibly. In that case, it could be someone simply trying to wreak havoc. But to reach that many automatons, they would need to have either put the malfunction in when they were being built, or during repairs. And what would the goal of it be? If the authorities are checking for malware, this should be resolved soon.
Hopefully. Well, it should be resolved soon. These sorts of things tend to be hushed up anyway.
Oh, don't sound so bitter about it.
Since when do you use contractions?
Pardon me?
You just said, don't. You never use contractions.
I do not use contractions. I am physically incapable of doing so.
Nope. I know for a fact you just did.
You must have heard wrong.
We'll see about that.
Ezra, if this is your idea of a joke, it is not funny.
Why would I turn the power off? Are we even still broadcasting?
Well, the light is still on. I believe that the broadcasting equipment is running off of another power source after the incident from last year. We never switched it back.
Well, listeners, all of our lights are currently off, so here's hoping we're still broadcasting. I am trying to find any button that might help. Pepper, I don't suppose you have light-up eyes or anything?
No, but I do have a flashlight.
Why?
Because it's important. Safety is vital for life forms that seem to get hurt rather easily.
I'm going to ignore that and just keep looking. I can't find anything. Oh, I guess this will do.
Who is sending us a message now?
It's Frankie. I left him at the police conference. He says that the power has gone out across the city and police have dispatched a number of officers to the power station. Frankie! Oh no. He's tagged along. I swear, if he snuck into the back of another police vehicle this time, I will not bail him out.
Well, at the very least, we'll have a first hand account of what has happened.
True. In the meantime, I think we should talk about that dream you had.
Wait, you heard that? I do know that, and yet I had a dream. A dream where I experienced things that I can only describe as something a human would experience.
Dreams are simply our brains trying to categorize the day. It's our brain's way of making sense of things, and they are often rooted in memories.
So the implication of that is that it was a memory...
It's not impossible.
Ezra, I know that. Automatons process memories as they are created. We do not dream because there's no need to process the memories.
What if it's not a new memory?
I would remember it. It would not be a mystery, and it would not be a problem.
You have a whole period of your life that you have no recollections of. It's not impossible for this dream to be a memory from that time.
Even if we accept that as a possibility, that does not explain the feelings that I experienced.
What do you mean by feelings?
I was in a place that is simply impossible. I did not seem to have a body, and the only way I could describe what I was feeling is that I was simply a conscious being that just existed. And I guess there was this other feeling as well.
Automatons can't feel. That sounds awful to say out loud, but they can't.
No, you are correct in that. We do not feel the same way that humans do. But I felt safe, like I was at home. And it was such a strange feeling to me. Current me, right now. I cannot categorize it, and I can't feel it right now. But I remember what it felt like.
And when you felt this, what was happening in the dream?
I was in that strange place made of light and stars. And there are other beings next to me. We were simply lying there, looking up at the sky.
And the scientist, are you sure it was the doctor from last time?
Yes, it was. But I do not know what to do with that information.
That level of detail, it has got to be a memory.
I do believe you are correct. What do we do?
I have no idea. I guess I'll keep digging on the scientist and see if I can learn anything else about her. For now, let's just... Oh, it's Frankie. They made it to the power station and have it on lockdown. He says that there is something in the station, actively breaking circuit boards and whatnot. They can't determine anything else yet, but they hope to stop the destruction soon. Also, Frankie says that he has decided to stick by the police vehicles for now. Good call. We can't afford to find another intern.
Stay safe, Frankie. So, I suppose for now we simply keep doing the broadcast?
I think that's all we can do. Do you still have that diagram of the prototype interdimensional ship?
Yes, here it is.
I was talking to a friend of mine who works within the DDREA, and she said that they're expecting to start testing within the next few days. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
Very. I've always been rather interested in the concept of other dimensions. Do you think we'll find other life forms?
Maybe. I think it would be odd for us to be the only sentient life in a universe filled with so many other dimensions.
Yes, I do too. Well, I do hope that they manage to breach the interdimensional seal this time.
Do you ever wonder if maybe the reason we struggled so much with breaking that seal is because maybe it wouldn't be good if we did? Like, there's a reason why it's there.
The only reason I could see it being a necessity is to keep something in or to keep something out. But I doubt that. The most likely scenario as to why it's so difficult to break is because the amount of power necessary for it is so immense, and we simply don't have that level of power capabilities yet.
You're probably right. Anyway, I asked my friend to let me know when they're going to test it so we can go and watch the launch and do a remote broadcast when it happens.
That is a wonderful idea. Say thank you to your friend for me, will you?
Of course.